Tapering Ponzi's. I've heard several media folks say you can't taper a Ponzi. I'm not sure it's impossible, but it must be extremely difficult. People are promised great returns on their capital, plus the return of their capital. But the operator of the Ponzi uses the capital to pay dividends. And when the people want their capital back, all or part of it turns up missing. It's been spent. People lose a lot of money. Not being able to taper a Ponzi is not just some abstract problem only of interest to a few academics and some rich people. It's a real practical problem of immense magnitude that all of us will have to deal with in the near term. That's because the government of the USA is a Ponzi scheme that's near collapse. The case that the US government is a Ponzi is technical and tedious. I won't go into that here. I will say that there are a substantial number of credible economists and other luminaries who agree that the U.S. has such a large debt, it will never be repaid. As a matter of fact, I believe most so-called national debts are never repaid. That would indicate that most governments are Ponzi schemes. When Ponzi schemes crash, and the Ponzi is large enough, there can be considerable social unrest when the crash occurs. So if the U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme, and most governments are Ponzi's, not only do we have the possibility of the U.S. Ponzi collapsing, but we also have the possibility of many other high-dollar Ponzi's all over the world collapsing at the same time, since they are mostly drowning in debt, just like USA. Considering all that, it might be a good time to think about how to taper a Ponzi without all the social unrest. The Ponzi-fueled violence occurs because the authoritarian criminals running the Ponzi refuse to give up their criminal ways when they get busted by those who've been lied to. If those authoritarian criminals who run the Ponzi can be convinced to stop the criminal activity without violence, there will be no violence, or at least minimal violence. But if the crooks resort to violence to enforce their ability to continue their crime spree, most people will feel they have no choice but to kick some authoritarian butt. And the people can certainly win such a contest if they're motivated enough. If history is any guide, the authoritarians almost always lose at this point in the cycle. the authoritarian monuments will eventually stand neglected, like the abandoned authoritarian castles and forts of Europe, the pyramids of Egypt, and the pyramids of South America. So why won't the crooks just accept the judgment of the people and try to peacefully keep as much of their ill-gotten gains as possible? That's certainly what they would do if they were rational. But authoritarian criminals seem to have a loosely connected rational gene. I think part of the problem is they think the people will do to them what they have done to the people. Some people would like to do that, but most ordinary people are too busy and having way too much fun to worry about such things. Of course, if the grocery store shelves go empty, or the internet goes down, or the ATMs stop working. If something like that happens, then the people will start to put a high priority on fixing the problem. It would not be good to be viewed as the problem if something like that happens. But the best thing would be for us all to work together to find peaceful and constructive solutions to our problems so our systems will work and work to the benefit of everyone without any interruptions of essential services. We can all be much, much wealthier and happier if we minimize the authoritarian overhead. All the authoritarian lies and violence totally cripple our ability to get anything constructive done. We need a certain level of social efficiency to survive as a society. And lies and violence lead to wasted energy of all kinds. Societies with too many lies and too much violence can't compete with more honest systems. The Ponzi scheme must stop, or the society will lose the struggle with other societies. The operators of the Ponzi scheme get to choose to stop the hard way or the easy way. But they can't keep committing crimes forever without getting busted. We need to make the so-called elites understand that they would be economically, socially, and psychologically better off if they gave up the life of crime. Crime doesn't pay from the viewpoint of the society at large. It does pay the criminals. But everyone else suffers. Eventually, everyone else gets tired of suffering. Egalitarian, non-coercive systems are much more efficient. That's been proven over and over. So-called primitive democracy is very much like libertarian theory, but it's not just a theory. It was the basis of a whole lot of very successful societies in prehistory. Many people blind themselves to a vast store of wisdom and experience by ignoring the lessons that can be learned from Aboriginal people. These lessons can be applied very productively to the modern world. If we can get the criminal Ponzi schemers to choose the easy way out, we can minimize the chaos. If they join us in just saying no to criminal rackets, just say no to violence and deceit, just say no to taxation, incarceration, education, and war, just say no to armed robbery, kidnapping, mass fraud, and mass murder. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.